Our next guest on the program is a teacher, a drama director at MDI Regional High School, and directing a production of A Midsummer Night's Dream that debuts this weekend at Acadia Community Theater. They'll be performing in Northeast Harbor. Casey Rush joining us this afternoon. Good afternoon there, Mr. Rush.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. A little tired. We had a couple really hot, sweaty sessions today, painting the stage down in the marina in Northeast Harbor. And on Saturday, we had a sweltering rehearsal during the morning hours.
It's a good time to be doing Shakespeare outside when it's 90 degrees in those very airy, light costumes, right?
I'd like to have a conversation with whoever thought this, dreamt this up a few years ago. So.
The only people comfortable are the fairies, right?
Well, that's true, because they do have light cotton dresses, and they're quite comfortable. But we have actually had to think a little bit with costuming in mind, given that the temperature is a touch warmer than in an air-conditioned theater. We are performing in the evenings, which helps, actually. So we had to keep reminding our actors that we would not be performing at the height of the heat at noon. But it was pretty tough. It really was.
Performances open on the 26th through the 28th, and then the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, as you mentioned, in the evening, 7:30 p.m. performance time at the Northeast Harbor Marina. And I saw the picture you posted over the weekend. Looks like quite a stage that you've assembled there.
Well, it is cobbled together. We had to use a number of platforms from the MDI drama program as well as ACT. And one of the things that this is around the fourth year that ACT has attempted to stage a summer Shakespeare. The last 3 years, they've worked with Barn Arts Theater Collective here on the island, and the goal all along had been to produce their own community theater production as opposed to working with a professional theater group. And, you know, they had a great experience with Barn Arts, but this was ultimately their goal. And a fellow named Mark Puglisi, who I teach with, who's been on the board for ACT and directed plays for them for years, approached me this fall and about directing Shakespeare, and I immediately said no, and then thought about it for a couple days and realized, you know, this is a great challenge. And one of the, and you have a very similar experience to what I have in terms of working with high school kids. And I directed this play at Mount Desert Island 18 years ago in 2001. And it was the second play that I directed at the high school, so it was still a newbie, and three of the 24 or so kids who were in that production all those years ago are in this production as well.
Wow.
Mike Perlman, who will play Bottom, was also Bottom 18 years ago as a high school junior. Annie Leonardi played Hermia, and in this production, she's our Titania. And Melissa Burkhart, who was Moth the Fairy, and she's taking on Hippolyta this time around.
That's wonderful. Well, I think of all the Shakespeare plays that get performed outside, I'm not sure that there's another show that's better suited to an outdoor performance.
Well, we kicked around a couple ideas. Barn Arts had done Twelfth Night and The Tempest. And my initial thought, the marina, The Tempest. And I was told in no uncertain terms, nope, you can't do The Tempest. We've done that. Someone suggested this show. And it is a large cast. I mean, there are 21 actors involved in this production, and that was my greatest fear off the bat. Did we toss it out there, summer Shakespeare, will we get 21 people in the more or less the right configuration that we're going to need? And we did. I mean, I was very pleased to see. I am directing, in addition to those three kids, a number of kids who either were, well, not kids, some adults, who were actors of mine, and a couple current high school students as well in this production. So we have our youngest cast member is 8, our oldest cast member is 80-something, and sort of a little bit of everything in between.
We're talking with Casey Rush, Acadia Community Theater, their production of A Midsummer Night's Dream, opening up on the 26th. Well, I love outdoor theater. I love summer Shakespeare, and we were talking about this with the people from 10 Bucks Theater the other day. One of the things I think in my experience has been it brings people out who might not be as comfortable walking into a theater to see any production, let alone Shakespeare.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly, given the culture on the island, we have a large number of folks who are up here just for a week or two, or perhaps a month, and they're looking for something to do on the odd week or weekend night, and that certainly is a draw for them to have a number of different arts-based activities. And certainly folks will come out who might say, well, you know, I'm never going to go to the high school and take in the one-act performance or the festival, but I'll walk two blocks down from my place in Northeast Harbor, and I'll take a picnic and some folding chairs, and I'll watch a play in the cool of the evening.
Can you talk about some of the other people who were involved in getting this up on its feet? Who else is part of the production staff?
Absolutely. A lot of the ACT regulars, one of the stalwarts is a fellow named Doug Van Gorder, and he's been involved with ACT for a number of years and a number of different organizations, and he has stepped in. He is truly one of those jack of all trades and master of all of them. One of my colleagues, who was also on the board, Heather Dillon, she's one of the two people along with Mark who convinced me to take this challenge on, and she's been my producer for this, and that's been a great opportunity to work with a colleague in a way that isn't the norm, isn't just sort of passing in the hallways or sitting at interminable English department meetings, and which is great fun. It's been a great experience in that regard.
You do such a wonderful job. I think the MDI theater program, to me, is the model for what high school programs should be and can aspire to be. But part of that, too, as you mentioned, it's the great support you get of the community, but that's a two-way street, and you do a great job of reaching out, whether it's at MDI or whether it's with Acadia Community Theater, getting the public involved and realizing the value of this great resource.
Well, certainly social media helps with that. It unfortunately is a help and a hindrance because people become so inundated. I feel like that there's a little bit of a fatigue factor that can set in, particularly in a closed community like ours, particularly in the winter months and such. My goal for this is that I would love, right now ACT has on its schedule each year a Christmas-themed, typically holiday-themed show that goes up in Northeast Harbor in December, and then they do what they call their spring musical, which goes on the stage in April or so. And I'm hoping that this will become the third production, that this is something, whether I'm directing it or not, but this becomes a standard part of what they offer to the community and to those people in the community who want to act, who want to tech, who want to be involved in theater in some manner, including our students. And certainly our tech crew, other than Doug, who's stage managing, is almost entirely made up of MDI High School tech students. My rising senior sound and light tech folks are getting some excellent experience this summer working with this show.
All right. How can people get their hands on tickets for A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Well, the way it works is this is a $10 suggested donation, and you can come right down with your folding chairs, your camp chairs, and bring a picnic. I've heard a rumor that there might be a couple of the typical food trucks, which are down in the marina parking lot there until about curtain time, at least a couple of the nights, but I'm not 100% certain about that. It's a lot like the $10 experience, which they do. I've been several times to see their shows up at Port Knox, where people bring their folding chairs and they bring snacks or sometimes sandwiches or coolers or what have you. And that's it. I mean, that's basically it. Come on in and make a donation and enjoy some great theater.
Opens up this Friday night at the Northeast Harbor Marina. 7:30 shows for A Midsummer Night's Dream from Acadia Community Theater. Casey, good to talk with you, my friend. Break a leg this weekend. Appreciate you making time for us.
Absolutely, and thank you for the opportunity, Rich. You take care.
You got it. We'll see you soon. Casey Rush from Acadia Community Theater here on Downtown.